You're listening to SBS News.
The borders are reopening and Australians increasingly have the ability to travel. But Tourism and Transport Forum Chief Executive Margie Osmond says there's still a question of willingness as pandemic doubts linger.
Look, we've had five successive school holidays where we've had some version of the virus make life extremely difficult and people have had to cancel holiday plans. So this is really about certainty in the market and people feeling comfortable that when they make a plan and they book, they'll be able to take the holiday. Now, what we have to see is a willingness to travel. If you look back to January 2020, there was something like 2.2 million arrivals in that month of January into Australia of returning Australians and international visitors. So we've got some way to go, but at least the gates are open.
Fast forward to January this year, and there were just over 265,000 arrivals, up on the previous month, but still a fraction of pre-COVID-19 levels. Provisional Bureau of Statistics figures for February show another slight increase in numbers. Professor Tim Harcourt from the Institute of Public Policy and Governance says they're surprisingly good.
Given how flat they've been for 2 years, so tentative signs, but you know, still a long way to go for, particularly for the international tourism sector for Australia.
It was mainly the US, UK and India. So I'd imagine a lot of that is student traffic and business traffic.
Margie Osmond says the key is boosting aviation capacity.
That will be getting foreign airlines back to Australia and providing as much capacity as possible so that Australians can travel where they want, but very importantly, international visitors can get here easily with plenty of capacity to choose from.
Another popular destination has taken a big step on its reopening path. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says from April the 13th, fully vaccinated Australians will be able to travel there without quarantining.
This is a significant shift forward. By reopening in April, we capture the vast majority of Australian school holidays. We're well in advance of the winter ski season, which will be a huge boon for, in particular, tourism markets like Queenstown.
The country's tourism minister, Stuart Nash, has launched a new campaign to attract visitors from across the Tasman.
I don't think even the most ardent Kiwi sports fan would begrudge me saying we are ready to roll out the green and gold carpet for our Australian neighbours.
But Jacinda Ardern says they'll be required to take a supervised COVID test before they travel and twice during their stay.
If they get COVID while they're in New Zealand, we will ask them to follow the same rules as anyone else who has COVID when they're in New Zealand, and that is stay home, get better before you start moving about again. That's not unusual. A number of countries still have isolation requirements for people who have COVID.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.